欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica 今天我们来说一个单词 Patience 这个单词呢指的是耐心的意思很多时候呢我们都会不耐烦或者不耐心比如说很多人学英语的时候呢会觉得我都学了一个礼拜了怎么一点效果都没有不少人呢抱着吃减肥药的心理呢来学英语那么这个时候呢急功近利的学习呢只会让你走上一条不归路这是真的和减肥一样那么不能靠减肥药来减肥真正的减肥呢是合理的调整自己的作息饮食还有配合运动这个才是非常健康的减肥也是非常健康的生活方式学英语呢也是一边学一边来用慢慢积累慢慢释放的过程而且讲真啊英语也是不可能学完的就看你要学习怎样的一个深度了其实不只是学英语或是减肥需要耐心做任何事情都是需要耐心的耐心呢是可以让你坚持完成一件事情的非常宝贵的品质那今天我们就来看一下如何去培养自己的耐心如何让自己不那么不耐烦呢
Number one, understand and counteract your triggers
Trigger 这个单词其实我们之前有讲过它指的是诱因起因的意思就是你要理解你不耐心的这个原因是什么 and counteract 有抵消阻碍的意思只有当你真正了解你不耐心的原因之后呢你才可能在根本上消除它
Impatience is something which is triggered This trigger is different for everybody but it has the same purpose To become more patient try to understand what your trigger is Impatience 就是 patience 的一个反义词了就是不耐烦的意思就是所有的不耐烦呢其实它都是有起因都是有诱因的每个人的这个诱因可能都不太一样但是呢这个诱因的这目的呢就是让你变得不耐烦所以呢想让变得非常耐心呢你就一定要找到并且理解真正的诱因是什么
Once you understand what your trigger is you can work on counteracting it by doing calming exercises or techniques whenever you feel the trigger building up
build up 有增进的意思大意就是呢一旦你明白了诱因每当你感到快要不耐烦的时候呢就可以通过 calming exercises 就是可以让你平静的一些练习或者说是其他手段呢来消除这种很不好的负面情绪
Number two, build self-confidence Impatience usually appears when one feels down when you don't feel in control or perhaps feel that your hands are tied
第二点很重要就是一定要建立自信就是当一个人感到沮丧的时候呢或者说是don't feel in control 就是感觉到失控的时候或者说是 feel that your hands are tied 就是感觉到你特别受到束缚的时候呢这个时候人特别容易不耐烦
A person with a high level of confidence will accept the situation as it is They will not fight it or rail against it Rather, they will work with it
Rail 指的是抱怨或者责骂的意思就是自信的人呢一般呢他都会接受这种现状他们不会说是刻意的去抱怨或者说是反抗相反呢他们会想办法去解决这个问题
Number three, put on your positive glasses Patience is all about perspective and how you look at situations
每个人的思维模式不一样那么看待世界的角度也会不同很多人说你不要戴着有色的眼镜来看我啊我们要取一个单词 glass眼镜的意思第三点给的建议就是呢戴上正能量的眼镜
Put on your positive glasses
耐心其实就是你要通过怎么样的角度去看待事物然后文中给了一个例子
For example, if you miss your bus don't focus on the negatives but emphasize on the positive things such as you get exercises from walking or that you can enjoy the fresh air So try to put a positive spin on everything you doYou will find that you will not just reduce tension, but you'll become a much happier person.
这个例子讲的就是如果你错过公交车那么不要把注意力放在错过公交车这种很负面的情绪上而是要强调很积极的方面比如说哎，那我坐不了公交车了我是不是可以步行啊步行是不是可以锻炼身体呢而且还可以呼吸新鲜空气所以呢就是当你把每一件事情都抱着很积极的态度去思考的时候呢你发现你真的就不会那么紧张了而且呢你会变成一个非常乐观积极的人其实真的任何事情它都有两面性的你不要只看到坏的一方面如果真的发生了让你不如意的事情你想想这件事情可能带来的好处也许你就没有那么不开心了也没有那么紧张了也没有那么不耐心了
Number four, change your attitude Most people struggling with patience can never answer this question Why are you in such a hurry?Try to keep an open perspective and don't give yourself useless stress.
第四点呢跟第三点有点相似，不过不太一样，就是他这里强调的是要改变你的态度。很多人呢就是看起来很焦虑很繁忙的人呢，很没有耐心的人，他们通常没有办法回答这个问题，就是为什么你会这么匆忙这么着急呢？如果你真的没有办法好好回答这个问题呢，那么你就要去想一想，保持呢开放的心态，不要给自己带来一些就是没有用的压力， useless stress.
Number 5, periodically release tension and stress. To release your pressure, try things such as the following.
Periodically 指的是定期的，那么一定要知道定期释放你的压力还有紧张的情绪。文中给了以下几点建议。
Exercising, breathing exercises, 10 minutes yoga sessions.
这三点建议比较可行啊，也比较方便。第一个就是呢一定要运动，第二就是做深呼吸，第三个呢就是可以做十分钟的瑜伽。
Session 有一段时间的意思。
最后呢我们把刚才所说到的英文再来听一遍。
Number 1, understand and counteract your triggers. Impatience is something which is triggered.This trigger is different for everybody, but it has the same purpose. To become more patient, try to understand what your trigger is. Once you understand what your trigger is, you can work on counteracting it by doing calming exercises or techniques whenever you feel the trigger building up. Number 2. Build self-confidence. Impatience usually appears when one feels down, when you don't feel in control, or perhaps feel that your hands are tied.A person with a high level of confidence will accept the situation as it is. They will not fight it or rail against it. Rather, they will work with it. Number 3. Put on your positive glasses. Patience is all about perspective and how you look at situations. For example, if you miss your bus, don't focus on the negatives, but emphasize on the positive things, such as you get exercises from walking or that you can enjoy the fresh air.So try to put a positive spin on everything you do. You will find that you will not just reduce tension, but you'll become a much happier person. Number 4. Change your attitude. Most people struggling with patience can never answer this question. Why are you in such a hurry? Try to keep an open perspective and don't give yourself useless stress. Number 5. Periodically release tension and stress. To release your pressure, try things such as the following. Exercising.Breathing exercises, 10 minutes yoga sessions.